Welcome back to The Secret Lair. My name is Mark, the Eclectic Dyslexic, and today we are preparing for a party. I got Carl here helping me prepare a little surprise birthday party for Drudge. Can you believe he has never had a birthday party?
That is because he has never had a birthday.
What?
Drudge is a mutant underling. He was grown in a tube, not born.
Well, he's my friend and we're going to celebrate his tube day. So he knows we appreciate him.
As I do not appreciate him, must I continue to work on his celebration?
One, that was harsh. And two, yes, we have to get this done. Now let's see, what have we got left? We got the presents, the cake, party hats, piñata, and music. Okay, Carl, you start taking the food out to the table. I'll get the ice cream and... What was that?
It was a horn. It sounded when you opened the freezer door.
But why?
I do not know.
I'm going to open it again.
There is the source of the noise. There was a clown in your freezer.
What?
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men.
Good morning, Vietnam!
This is Sparta!
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
This is my boomstick!
Go ahead. Make my day.
You shall not pass!
Get to the chopper!
Where's my super suit?
Expecto Patronum!
The truth shall set you free!
You can't handle the truth!
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
It's alive!
Long live the king.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
No. I am the father.
Stop eating my sesame cake!
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
We have such sights to show you.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Why is there a clown here?
It was in the freezer.
I know, but why was it in there?
Perhaps you placed one in there for later consumption.
No, Carl. That's not it. It looks like the logo on the ice cream box. They call him Frosty the Freezer Clown? Guess I'll introduce myself. Hello, I'm... Oh! What the hell? Oh! What the hell is going on?
You seem to be assaulted by cartoon slapstick.
Oh, jeez! Take that thing out!
You advised me never to use my assassination protocols.
One time exception. Go ahead.
Activating assassination protocol. My guns seem to have no effect on the creature.
Hit him with the frying pan.
If my guns have no effect on the creature, why would a frying pan?
Just do it. Now push him back in the freezer. Do it now. Get in there.
Sound seems to be secured in the freezer. How is it you knew a frying pan would yield results?
The thing seems to work under cartoon rules. The frying pan is just funnier than guns. What I want to know is, why did a demonic ice cream logo just try to kill me?
Here seems to be the answer. After a scan of the ice cream carton, I have discovered the ice cream has gone bad.
Went downright evil, if you ask me. Okay, get rid of the ice cream. You know what? Get rid of the freezer. Chain it up, get rid of it. And I don't want to take any chances, so you know what? Get rid of that piñata, too.
I know of no circumstances where a piñata has been made deadly.
Oh no? Check this out. Mug shots.
Turn to the right!
Did the legend say anything about it coming to life?
Not that I recall.
So how do you explain that? We were hitting it with a stone, trying to break it open to see what was inside. And when we finally cracked it...
On a deserted island, 12 college students will play a game.
All right, boys and girls, let's pair up!
But what they discover unleashes an ancient evil.
Somebody got hurt, so we're stopping the game. Who? What happened?
Is it serious? It's hard to believe what I saw, but I know what I saw.
Someone or something's out there.
We have to get off this island.
It's time for us to stop being hunted and start doing the hunting.
Voted off this island.
Demon Island, also known as Piñata. Survival Island. Directors: David Hillenbrand and Scott Hillenbrand. Writers: David Hillenbrand and Scott Hillenbrand. 2002. College teens head to a secluded island to participate in a Cinco de Mayo scavenger hunt and spring break style party, become trapped on the island and are haunted by a demon hidden inside, a piñata. Starring Nicholas Brandon as Kyle, Jamie Presley as Tina, Eugene Bird as Doug, Lara Wicks as Lisa, Garrett Wong as Paul.
Bullet points. Many moons ago, not my words, that's in the narration, evil spirits corrupt a good village of Mayans. Mayans, we'll go with that. To stop the evil, a shaman created two piñatas. One, a good fortune piñata, filled with yummy Mayan candy and good vibes. The other, a bad fortune piñata, stuffed with the severed heart of a pig. Not so yummy. The shaman took all the villagers and literally took the evil from their hearts and put it in the bad fortune piñata. Once done, they send the bad fortune piñata down the river and then break open the good one and eat all the yummy candy. The bad piñata is struck by lightning, bringing the evil all the way up to 11 or something, but we're told that we'll be safe as long as no one touches the bad piñata. Someone is going to touch the bad piñata. We fast forward to 2001 on Cinco de Mayo, where a group of college students takes a speedboat to an island, and Jamie Presley is wearing a bikini. Once they reach the beach, we learn that Kyle, played by Nicholas Brendan, has broken up with Tina, who is played by Jamie Presley, and is wearing a bikini. Harry Kim from Star Trek Voyager, yes, that's really him, and a partner announced to the stereotype frats and sorority sisters that have come to the island that they are there for a scavenger hunt. Also, Jamie Presley is wearing a bikini. Look, I know I'm harping on that point, but trust me, this is way better than any of the visual effects you will get later in the movie, so just enjoy it while you can. At the camp, the hosts explain that there is underwear hidden around the island, and whichever team gets the most pairs wins the scavenger hunt. Also, they've hung piñatas around the island filled with booze. They have a trivia contest where Kyle shows he's smarter than the other wasted losers in this group. I mean, a chance to show how intelligent he actually is. They break up into teams, with one guy and one girl getting handcuffed together for that team. Despite their protests, Kyle and Tina are handcuffed together. The teams montage around the island for a while Kyle and Tina sit there moping about their broken up relationship. Lisa and Bob find a large area filled with underwear. I can't believe I just read that out loud. And piñatas filled with booze. Bob brought a handcuff key so they can work separately. He also brought the marijuana. Kyle and Tina decide to work together to win the game. As they do so, Kyle learns Tina was not cheating on him, but saw someone else kiss her without her consent. They make up and get back together, thus ending this go-nowhere subplot. Lisa finds an antique clay piñata in the river. Bob, suspecting there may be the best alcohol in it, because it's not a Party City piñata, tries to break it open. When he cracks it, the evil is released, and the piñata comes to life and breaks Bob open with a stick. Lisa runs away screaming. Larry and Connie have a secret stash of underpants hidden in the jungle. Another sentence I never thought I'd read out loud. While searching for, Lisa finds them and tells them Bob was killed by a piñata. They think she's joking and are not the least bit curious as to why she is currently covered in blood. Larry and Connie find the secret stash, but lose the shovel they used to dig it up. That is until the killer piñata shows up and bashes Connie's head in with the shovel. Larry tries to get away, but is handcuffed to Connie, and it kills him. Lisa makes it back to camp and tells the judges what happened. They don't believe a party game came to life and killed Bob, but they agree something may have happened to him, and they decide to go looking for him. Jake and Julie are making out when they notice a piñata hanging from a vine. Jake goes to smash the piñata open, but it rips off his testicles and then kills Julie. The judges tell Kyle and Tina that the game is over and unlock them from their handcuffs. They let them know something may have happened to Bob and ask them to return to camp. Paul and Monica find Bob's body and radio back to camp that he was strung up and torn in half. The decent-looking practical effects monster turns into a bad CGI monster and hunts down the judges. Monica gets away, but Paul is killed like a common red shirt.
Tourist abridged. Ensign Kim is dead.
At camp, Kyle, Tina, and Lisa make their way to the beach and find out the boats have been destroyed by something with hooves. Kyle tells of a legend of an old shaman who made a piñata to store the evil of an entire village, and you know what, this was at the beginning of the movie. You know this bit, you can skip it. Doug and Carmen return to the camp, not realizing anything was wrong. After they're filled in, and after arguing for a bit, the group decides to go out to look for the others. While looking for the others, Doug is hung from a tree with a vine. The others don't notice this until Doug is no longer with the group, and by then, it's too late. And you know what? I'm sorry. I just gotta stop my normal bullet points at this junction here. Sorry about the break in the show, but with all the bro dudes you have in this movie, why did you feel the need to lynch the one black guy on the show? I mean, you could have put a little more thought into this death here. Granted, Doug wasn't the main character, and he's not going to make it to the end, but look, I get it. You have a theme. It's a piñata horror movie, and you want to kill people off in a piñata way. You break them open with a stick, you hang them, you swinging. But still, you lynched the one black guy in the movie. you could have taken just a little more thought on this one. Just my 2 cents. Sorry, just had to get that off my chest. Back to our regular bullet points. When Lisa stops to pee, the piñata swings in on a vine and decapitates Carmen with a sword that he didn't have before. But really, who cares? It's a piñata killing people. I mean, go with it, people. Lisa runs off to camp, and Tina goes after her. Kyle goes to hunt down the piñata with a knife, which he didn't have before, but again, it's a piñata hunting people down and killing them. It's just fun. Go with it. While looking for the piñata, Kyle finds Monica. No one told you that was gonna be this way. Lisa makes it back to the camp where she feels she is safe, and is promptly killed by the monster. Tina gets to the camp and is surprised by the monster, but is able to outrun it until she reaches Kyle and Monica. The three give the monster a slip and work their way back to Monica's four-wheeler, where they siphon off gas. They use the tents, gas, and anything else they can get their hands on to Scooby-Doo their way into some traps. They trap the demon piñata in a bag made from one of the tents and set it on fire, but it escapes. It knocks down Monica and goes after Tina. Kyle swings in on a rope like Tarzan and drop kicks the piñata in the face, drop kicking monsters in face. There's good, and then there's Hillenbrand good. Kyle gets into a fist fight with the piñata, and it goes as well as punching a rock can go. Tina makes a Molotov cocktail out of a booze bottle and a pair of those long-desired underpants from earlier, then handcuffs the bottle to the piñata's head. Then everything explodes! The campus police show up to rescue the survivors. Super Villain Beatdown. If you're going to be stuck on an island with a killer monster that's a little, shall we say, weird, you couldn't do any better than having somebody with experience on your side, such as Nicholas Brendon.
Stop your complaining. You begged me for weeks to use handcuffs on you. You just got your wish.
Written and directed by men. Kyle, this thing is evil. How do we handle it?
I laugh in the face of danger. Then I hide until it goes away.
A secluded island. Teens in danger. Beer. Marijuana. Sex.
New York City!
Get a trope. Nicholas, maybe if you talked to Buffy and told her what's going on, she could help us out here.
Hey, I've got this, this is probably a bad time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me to introduce my guest this time, the lovely and beautiful Miss Jamie Presley. Jamie, thank you for being here. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I appreciate that. During the review of your movie, Piñata Survivor Island, I did make several references to you wearing your bikini. I hope I didn't offend you.
I know. When I see myself looking this good, I get horny too.
Gosh, you're just neat. You can kind of tell how the writing of this movie is going to go just based on the character names. Kyle, Doug, Lisa, Tina. Didn't really delve too deep into it, did you?
Okay, maybe it's like a wild animal or something.
Have you ever heard of a wild animal that strings someone up after killing them?
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
Well, what Maureen didn't see was me slapping him in the face after he kissed me. I mean, I didn't know he was going to do that. Believe me, I have no interest in that guy whatsoever. Besides, he's an arrogant bull, and I haven't tutored him since. What? You don't believe me now?
No, just hurry up and concentrate. You're getting really heavy.
Oh, so now I'm fat?
Written and directed by men. So how'd you come up with the concept for this movie? Well, I saw Pinata and I thought, yeah. I saw this movie play over and over again on AMC. AMC, America Movie Classics. They're really pushing that C, aren't they? Okay, I'm not for one second going to try to convince you that this is a good movie, because it's not. But it is a fun movie. If you're just looking for something with a little bit of fun to it, you can't take too seriously, maybe you're up at 3 in the morning and want to do something, then go ahead and give this one a try.
And why are we still talking about this? I mean, you guys don't actually believe there's a killer pinata out there, do you?
I don't know what I think. There's this old Mexican folklore I studied about that fits with Lisa's description. It tells the story of Magaño, a small remote village in Central America.
Get on with it!
Yes! Get over with it!
I am enjoying this scene.
Get on with it!
The practical effects for the pinata design are actually pretty decent. They added the really bad computer graphics because they felt the practical effects were not scary enough. Yeah, that didn't help. Best line of the movie.
What was in that pot?
Rogues Gallery.
I'm going to invite you to a show, but first, allow me to destroy your gallery. It's crap!
So maybe this isn't the greatest story ever told, but there's one thing you can credit it with. It is very clear-cut on who the bad guy is. There's no ambiguity or underlining stories of how man is the real monster. No, this is a bunch of teenagers that go out to have a good time, and they get attacked by a monster. The monster is evil. The monster is literally a clay figure filled with evil. There is no doubt as to who the villain is in this movie. That is why there is no debate in hanging the portrait of the Bad Fortune Pinata in the Rogues Gallery. Okay, here he comes. Surprise! Drudge, it's okay. It's okay. Put it down. It's us. It's us.
I apologize, Master. And to you, Fowl.
You son of a bitch!
Okay. Someone get Fowl to the infirmary.
Well, you did surprise me, after all.
Yeah, that was kind of the point there. Not the shooting Fowl part of it, but the surprise. It's a surprise party! For your birth tube! For your tube day! We're here to celebrate you!
You wish to celebrate me?
Of course! Come on, guys!
For he's a little mutant. For he's a little mutant. For he's a little mutant.
That's something we can't dispute. Okay, guys, that's not exactly the way we practiced it.
I am honored, Master.
Well, you deserve it, buddy. Look here, we got games, and we got gifts. We got food, and I have gotten you this pinata! Carl, I thought we agreed no pinata.
Your exact words were, get rid of that pinata. As you see, this is a different one.
Yeah, I can see it's a different one. Looks a lot older.
It also looks demonic. Here, allow me.
First, I must hang the...
Oh man, it's trying to destroy Carl.
Master. This is one of the happiest days of my life.
As the man once said, you either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. When life gives you the tools to be the bad guy, it's important to try to be good. Make someone smile. Make someone laugh. Share your favorite movie with them. And if you need some shelter from the villains of your life, then make sure to join me back here, in the secret lair. This is Mark, the Eclectic Dyslexic, signing off.